From PRI, Public Radio International, welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Cześć and hello. This hour on Harmonia, we travel to Poland to explore music of Krakow and the Polish Golden Age. Our featured release is the 2017 recording The Art of the Harpsichord, From Cabazon to Mozart. Harpsichordist Byron Schenkman takes us on an adventure to the National Music Museum in Vermilion, South Dakota.
Yeah.
Music from medieval Poland. We heard a 13th century Polish setting of Exultet Hodie. Jacek Urbaniak directed Ars Nova from their 2003 recording Bogrodzica, Polish medieval music. Early music from Poland is the theme on this week's edition of Harmonia. Although he had Italian parents, Diomede Scato probably never knew Italy. His Protestant family fled Italy, escaping the Inquisition when Diomede was an infant in the 1560s. They settled in the Polish capital, Krakow. Scato became famous as a lutenist and composer in Sweden as well as Poland. He was one of the first Italian-born composers to visit Sweden. As a well-respected musician, Scato's presence in Sweden wasn't so unexpected. During Scato's life, Sigismund III of Vasa ruled over a seemingly disjunct kingdom, including modern-day Sweden, Poland, and Lithuania. Today, Sigismund III is best remembered for moving the Polish capital from Krakow to Warsaw, where it remains. We'll hear three dances by Diomede Scato, where we can imagine the lavish parties of Sigismund III's brief monarchy.
Thank you.
three dance pieces by late Renaissance composer Diomedes Kato, perhaps for the Polish, Lithuanian, and Swedish court of Sigismund III. We heard Chore Polonike No. 3, Gagliarda, and Favorito, performed by the ensemble Sabioneta from their 2013 release, The Polish, 16th Century Music. The movement of the Polish capital from Kraków to its current city, Warsaw, in 1596 was seen by some as the end of the Polish Golden Age. At its peak in the 16th century, the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth had nearly 11 million inhabitants and boasted one of the strongest economies in Europe. We'll hear songs of victory from a CD entitled Music of the Polish Golden Age. We can hear the majesty of the joint kingdom in these songs of victory by Krzysztof Klabon, who was the first conductor of the royal chapel in Warsaw under Sigismund.
Thank you.
Three pieces from Songs of the Slavonic Calliope on the recent victory at Bichina. Ensemble trombastic and vocalist directed by Piotr Wawrzyniuk and Robert Krajewski. At the pinnacle of Polish influence in Europe, Poland enjoyed religious freedom, a flourishing science community, and a powerful economy. Just as the sun-centric model of Copernicus was the major advance in science, Mikołaj Gomułka's Psalter of David and Melodies of the Polish Psalter may well have been the most important artistic achievement. With a text by Jan Kochanowski, this late 16th century work reflected the religious diversity of Poland, written to appeal to both Catholic and Protestant believers. We'll hear Mikołaj Gomułka's setting of Psalm 77, To Thee My Crying Call, To Thee My Calling Cry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Psalm 77, To Thee My Crying Call, by Polish Renaissance composer Mikołaj Gomułka. We heard soprano Paulina Czeremuzinska, guitarist Fernando Reyes, and percussionist Carlos Castro on that 2015 accord recording, Psalms of the Golden Age. Our playlists, podcasts, and archived episodes are online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. Harmonia is a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani, and this is PRI, Public Radio International. Welcome back. In this hour, we're exploring music from Krakow and Poland's Golden Age. Long before Poland's rise to power, Polish music was used in sacred and secular spaces to glorify God and country. Warriors sang the anthem Gaudete Mater Polonia to celebrate military victories. A popular tune in 13th century Poland, the piece was written to remember St. Stanisław Stepanowski, Bishop of Krakow. Poles enjoyed instrumental music as well. We'll hear the medieval anthem Gaudete Mater Polonia and Mikołaj Radomski's Ballad, performed by Ars Nova.
Officium mutorum lingua.
that by Mikołaj Radomski. Before that, we heard an anonymous 13th century vocal setting of Gaudete Mater Polonia. Jacek Urbaniak directed Ars Nova in that Dux release, Bogorodzica, Polish medieval music. For our featured release this week, we fly west across the Atlantic and time travel ahead several centuries to find ourselves at the National Music Museum in Vermilion, South Dakota. It was here that harpsichordist Byron Schenkman fell head over heels in love with playing on historical harpsichords. In his latest recording, The Art of the Harpsichord, From Cabezon to Mozart, Schenkman takes us on a journey. We'll hear over 300 years of music played on original keyboard instruments in a single room. Here is La Pote d'Oin by French Baroque composer Jacques Duffly.
Thank you.
Jacques Dufly's La Potoin. Byron Shankman from our featured release, The Art of the Harpsichord, from Cabezon to Mozart. We'll conclude with two pieces that show the depth of the collection of instruments at the National Music Museum. First, Diferencias sobre el Canto Llano de Caballero by Spanish Renaissance composer Antonio de Cabezon. We'll wallow in the dark majesty of this 16th century instrument. Contrast that with the soaring melody and crisp brilliance of Haydn's Sonata in D Major, Hoboken 16, No. 24, from the late 18th century.
Thank you.
Harpsichordist Byron Schenkman performed the finale from Haydn's Sonata in D Major. That was preceded by a set of Diferencias by Antonio de Cabezon. More music, stories, history, recordings, and other information about the world of early music can be found on our Harmonia Early Music podcasts, online at harmoniaearlymusic.org, and through iTunes. You're listening to Harmonia from PRI, Public Radio International. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hubbs Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Wendy Gillespie and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.
PRI, Public Radio International.